This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden has urged all Americans to get the COVID vaccine when it becomes available to them, insisting that the shots are safe. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
After touring a Pfizer vaccine plant in Michigan, the president hailed what he called the vaccine miracle, saying there should be enough doses for all Americans by July.
I believe we'll be approaching normalcy by the end of this year.
But he warns there will be bumps.
Look what's happening with the weather now, for example, slowing up the distribution.
With some vaccine sites closed, the government's held back roughly 6 million doses.
About 3 days of delayed shipping.
White House virus response advisor Andy Slavitt expects the backlog to be cleared within a week, but he says vaccine sites will have to work overtime to get back on track. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Leaders of the Group of Seven Economic Powers promised Friday to immunize the world's neediest people against the coronavirus by giving money and precious vaccine doses to a UN-backed vaccine distribution effort. But the leaders, under pressure over their vaccination campaigns at home, were not willing to say exactly how much vaccine they were willing to share with the developing world or when. Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany said after the G7 leaders held a virtual meeting that fair distribution of vaccines was an elementary question of fairness, but she added no vaccination appointment in Germany is going to be endangered. After their first meeting of the year, held remotely because of the pandemic, the leaders said they would accelerate global vaccine development and deployment and support affordable and equitable access to vaccines and treatments for COVID-19. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, in his first news conference as Pentagon chief, said Friday that progress toward peace in Afghanistan and an end to U.S. military involvement there depends on the Taliban reducing attacks.
Clearly, the violence is too high right now, and more progress needs to be made in the Afghan-led negotiations. And so I urge all parties to choose the path towards peace.
Austin, a retired four-star Army general who oversaw U.S. forces in Afghanistan and across the Middle East for 3 years during the Obama administration, said the Biden administration is methodically and deliberately assessing its next steps in Afghanistan. U.S. troops have been in the country for nearly 20 years. The United States has about 2,500 troops there, and Austin said there would be no hasty withdrawal. A young woman who was shot in the head by police last week during a protest against the military coup in Myanmar has died. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Mandalay students honor Muya Tweet-Tweet-Kain, who was shot during a February 9 protest. Video has shown the 19-year-old fall heavily to the ground during a demonstration in the capital amid what appeared to be the sound of gunfire. Kain's sister has urged people not to give up their struggle to restore democracy. Meanwhile, tension between anti-coup protesters and police has heightened in Myanmar's largest city, Yangon, after officers moved in to contain a demonstration from spreading into traffic. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Prince Harry and his wife Meghan have made the final split with the British royal family. Reuters' Lauren Anthony has more.
The pair caused a stir in January 2020 when they announced they were splitting from the family and embarking on a new future across the Atlantic to live a more independent life and escape the British media. Under a deal brokered by Queen Elizabeth, Harry and Meghan were released from royal duties but had to agree not to use the word royal in their branding, and a 12-month review was agreed. The formalisation of the split means the couple will lose their honorary military appointments and royal patronages, which will revert to the Queen to be redistributed among the other family members. The decision amounts to an abdication from the royal family, whose senior members have long prioritised duty above personal wishes.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.